El Nauseat, those who perform their duties vigorously. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful, I call to witness those groups of beings who perform their duties towards their Lord and people and themselves with intense zeal and to the best of their capacity, and those who exert themselves vigorously, and those who steer their course swiftly and skillfully. Then those who, going foremost, greatly excel all others and attain the topmost positions. Then those who administer the affairs in an excellent manner shall reap the fruit of their striving. It shall be on the day when the quaking earth shall quake. Quakes after quakes shall follow this. On that day, many hearts will be trembling with fear. Their eyes will be downcast in disgrace. These are the people who say, "Shall we really be restored to our former state after we are dead? Shall it be even when we are reduced to hollow bones?" And who say, "Then such a resurrection shall indeed be fraught with loss." Let them say what they think. It will be no more than a single scary blast. And behold, after that, they will all be awakened and come out in the open. The story of Moses has reached you, when his Lord called out to him in the sacred valley of Tuwa and directed him, "Go to Pharaoh, he has transgressed all limits," and say to him, "Would you like to purify yourself, that I should guide you to your Lord so that you may stand in awe of him?" So Moses went to Pharaoh, and he showed him the great sign of the staff. But he belied Moses and disobeyed. Then he turned back, striving and devising schemes against him. And he gathered his people and proclaimed, saying, "I, Pharaoh, am your supreme Lord." So Allah seized him for the punishment of both the next and the present life. Indeed, there is a lesson in this event for him who stands in awe of his Lord. O people, are you harder to be created again or the heaven? He, the Almighty Lord, has made it. He has raised the height thereof and has made it flawlessly perfect and well balanced. And he gave darkness to its night and brought forth the morn thereof. And along with it, he hurled the earth away from a bigger mass and spread it forth. He produced from it its water and pasture. He set the mountains firmly. He has done all this to serve as a goodly provision for you and your cattle. Behold, when that great calamity comes to pass, on that day every person will call to mind all that he strove for. And hell shall be brought in view of him who sees. Then as for the one who transgresses and prefers the present life to the hereafter, let him remember that the hell shall surely be his abode. But as for the one who fears to stand before his Lord and restrains himself from evil desires, then garden of bliss shall surely be his permanent abode. The people ask you concerning the hour, saying, "When shall it come to pass?" Why do they ask this question? It is you who are its reminder, you being one of its signs. The ultimate end of it is decreed by your Lord. You are only a warner to one who fears it. The day they witness it, the hour, they will feel as if they had stayed in the world and the grave for an afternoon or a short forenoon thereof.